This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome to the My Old Man Said podcast. It's something for the weekend time. Joining me to get back at it after we've had a week off because of postponements due to the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. Joining me, the very regal Chris Budd. Welcome back.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Very well. I just got back from a couple of days in Dublin.
Very nice.
Good to be back. Aston Villa have the honour, actually, of being the first and exclusively on a Friday night to be the first Premier League game since the passing of Her Majesty. So I'm sure it'll be quite an emotional night for people who want to pay their respects at Villa Park.
Certainly be a moment, wouldn't it? It's something new for all of us. All of these goings on, so I think it'd be interesting to see how that translates to Villa Park.
And... Well, yeah, I mean, there hasn't been a passing of a monarch, obviously, for, 70 years. So it should be an occasion.
Certainly before the kickoff. And then we'll see what happens once the game starts.
Yeah, well, no, exactly. Right, something for the weekend is, it's not the main show, if you're tuning in for the first time. This is our catch-up, and we have a game finally, so we will get up to speed and preview the Southampton game, as well as catching up with a Villa Minute of the events that have just happened in, the past fortnight.
Essentially, yeah.
Before going into preview the game, and also give you a little free offering courtesy of the show, so stay tuned for that. Normally, we begin the Villa Minutes with a very expensive watch sponsorship, but I thought, it's probably not in good taste to be trying to sell expensive watches while we are still in a period of mourning, so we'll go straight into the Villa Minute. Good. Are you ready?
I'm always ready.
Let's do it.
After scoring two consecutive hat-tricks, Erling Haaland came to Villa Park looking for another to complete a hat-trick of hat-tricks as the champions rode into town. Tyrone Mings and Aston Villa had other ideas, though. Pragmatism was the order of the day for Gerrard and Villa looking for vengeance after the final day meltdown at the Etihad in May. A disciplined Villa switched things up in a 4-3-3, tasked with blunting City's array of attacking firepower. City got into their stride as expected, monopolising possession, but Villa's shape held firm, with inspirational substitute Ashley Young leading the way. 0-0 at the break, and Villa were very much in the game. Haaland got his inevitable goal, though, with a close-range finish just after half-time, tapping in from a superb De Bruyne cross. Ramsey went up the other end, sadly fluffing his lines when put clean through. Was that the big chance? Credit to Villa's belief, battle and plan as they stuck to their task diligently and kept City to a few chances. Mings and Haaland exchanging blows in the battle of the day, neither giving an inch. And then, Just as City were going through their gears, Ramsey redeemed himself by picking up the second ball and driving into the City box, squaring the ball for Leon Bailey to slam past Ederson to the delight of the Holt end. 1-1 and game on. There was no cameo for Mr. Grealish, who had to watch on as Villa took it to his current employers with renewed belief as the Villa Park atmosphere ramped up for the first time in months. 1-1 it finished. Villa deserved their point, which presented an opportunity to kickstart their stuttering season. Football fell silent as the weekend of fixtures was postponed due to the passing of Queen Elizabeth II, including Villa's 3 points at the King Power. Villa Park, though, we'll see the first Premier League game to honour the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. With a minute's silence, player and officials wearing black armbands plus 70th minute applause planned. Villa are now only one monarch away from having a villain as king.
Ooh, soon we will rule everything.
For King Country and Claret & Blue.
Right, before we go on, as I mentioned merely minutes ago, our little offering to the listeners of the show, it's coming up to autumn. It's now time to be gathering in pubs to watch your football. There's the World Cup coming up as well. And also, it's a good chance to save on those energy bills, isn't it? Hanging out at your local pub.
I'd say so.
I'm sure they've got plenty of PowerPoints and a few open fire. Open fires to save on the heating, to dry your clothes.
Running water.
Joking aside, this show is brought to you by Green King, your home of pub sports. With over 900 sports pubs across the country, Green King is where the fans go, showing every broadcast game for Aston Villa. And there's quite a few coming this October, November time. Pretty much 90%, I would say, Villa games are televised over the next month or so. So if you head down to your local Green King, you can enjoy every live sporting event, be it on BT or Sky Sports on tap.
Oh, lovely.
But why go there? I hear you cry. Well, you're going to get a free drink. And more. If you download the Green King season ticket app, you will receive a free drink when you register, and you'll also get 10% off via the app a great range of drinks 1 hour before the game, during and after the match. So head to the app store, search season ticket, and you will find the Green King app there, and then download the app when registering. If you use the code MOMS, M-O-M-S, all capital letters, as a listener of the show, as well as getting that free pint, you will also get an additional £5 off when you spend £15 on drinks. Pretty much 2 free drinks when you add it all up.
It's rude not to, David.
It is indeed. So check that out. I will put some links in the show notes as well to help you get there quicker. Right. On to Mr. Gerrard's press conference. Normally the most interesting thing about the press conference is the injury situation. We knew that Matty Cash would be out with his hamstring. He's obviously withdrawn from the Poland squad for the international break. Also, Jan Bednarek is, I like to call it, loan-tied, because Southampton are his mother club, so he won't feature. I think the main concern, there's a keeper issue, apparently. None of the keepers were fit on the day before the Southampton game, with, I think Martinez had probably got Den Donker's cold or something, because he had to go to the doctors. Olsen also struggling and didn't feature, and obviously Jed Steers got a long-term injury. But I think Gerrard seemed to kind of brush that off as one of them should be fit at least. I think he said...
I think they'll be fine.
He said Martinez was more than likely to feature. You know, he did suggest that Philip Marshall, the 19-year-old, may potentially get on the bench. He actually said, you never know if they're good enough until they're tossed in. We'll be able to see. I do think both players, Elson and Martinez, will be available, though.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah, I think the main concern is the Ollie Watkins situation, who another person who was ill at the start of the week, and he will have a late check. I think we're a lot stronger in terms of if we play a similar formation to what we did against Manchester City, you kind of really need Ollie Watkins for that to work,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, you need the legs, don't you? You need someone who can run in behind and do all the harrying and all that sort of stuff.
At his best, you know, regardless. I mean, he's always chipping in with goals, but at his best, he is... he's keeping a whole back four preoccupied on his own, isn't he?
Well, it's just with his work rate and his ability.
Whether
to
he's
sort
scoring
chase,
or not is another thing, but he literally can take on a whole back four on his own.
Yeah.
Apart from that, I think everybody's good.
Dendonka, you'd think will feature in some way, shape or form, whether he'll start or not. Who knows? I have a sneaky suspicion he might throw him straight in.
Yeah, I think he'll start. The big question is, will McGinn?
Well, that could be the straight swap. You'd think it would be... I don't think he's going to drop Kamara anytime soon, so it would be probably Louise or McGinn who drops out.
But the thing is, though, if you're putting, let's say, Dendonka in for McGinn, and Dendonka has a good game... then it gets to that awkward situation of when does McGinn get... I mean, he'll bring McGinn on as a sub, I'm sure. So it kind of papers over not actually starting. It's not to turn it into too much of a big issue, but certainly it is a bit of an awkward situation, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, because you think you've probably got, with respect to McGinn, probably a slight upgrade in that position. Probably a different kind of player, but a Dendonka would allow you to be more solid in the middle three, and then it allows you to play a Buendia and a Coutinho, but still be protective of the back four. So,
because we were chatting before, you were telling me about, you know, some of Gerrard's quotes about kind of reappraising himself in the last couple of weeks, and maybe the whole McGinn captain thing came into that and was maybe part of that.
Yeah, well, he talked about, you know, do I need to sacrifice what I want to see in the bigger picture? You know, do I have to sort of sacrifice things in the short term given where Villa are at? So it's suggesting he might have to make some big decisions in the short term, which I think he actually got right for Man City. But this is a different kind of test, isn't it, against Southampton, where you're expected to take the game to them, which, to be fair, we put in at times some of our best performance last year. Obviously, it was our biggest win of the season in the game last year, and we were pretty devastating in the final third.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Because they're quite a young team now, aren't they? I mean, they've always been a kind of a feeder club, haven't they? Well, they used to be a feeder club to Liverpool specifically. But they're a club that's survived. I mean, they have an excellent academy and, you know, they sell on players for good profit. I mean, there's certain element of what they do. Villa would like to have that, as well as obviously retaining top talent.
Well, I remember, I can't remember what year it would have been. It might have been when we were down in the Championship. And I remember we spoke at length and we sort of looked at Southampton when Villa were sort of in the doldrums, going, actually, they are the blueprint for the sort of the contemporary English side, where at that point they were doing pretty well. And you thought, yeah, they're onto a good thing then. Obviously, their progress has very much faltered, hasn't it? And they're a very inconsistent side now. But they always have, you know, a couple of good young English players coming through. I think they're kind of a bit of a plateaued team. They're very much mid-table and looking over their shoulder type of team now. Back to kind of what they always used to be. I don't think they're ever going to have that sort of firepower to really make a dent higher up the table.
Well, I mean, these things are kind of... cyclical, but I think last season they're kind of trying to avoid the vortex of a relegation battle, aren't they? They don't want to be sucked down.
They've got some results, you know. They took it to Chelsea, didn't they, a few weeks ago? They've beaten them, and they've put in some good performances. They're just a very inconsistent side, similar to us, really. I'm glad we're playing them at home, though. I wouldn't have fancied Villa in their current sort of frail form going down to St Mary's.
Yeah, I mean, they're 12th at the moment, 3 points above Villa, but they're one of the teams that you need to beat. Just, I mean, if we're going to claw back a respectable league position, to start thinking about what's ahead of us rather than is it good enough at present. This is a game we need to be winning for sure, stating the obvious.
Yeah, no, it very much is, though, with the sort of the run of form we've had recently and our sort of spluttering form. And, you know, you don't take the points against Southampton and your good performance against City is wasted. especially going into an international break.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we are Villa fans of a certain age, and if we go back to the 90s, early 2000s, you would look at Southampton as a team you should be beating and a team that was below Villa in stature. But the harsh realities of what's happened to Villa the last decade or so makes you, when you look, just another example of when you look at the Premier League, there's just a specific Premier League record between teams when, you know, when Villa are playing them. It's getting a bit scary because you look at Villa versus Southampton, 40 Premier League games played, and Southampton have actually won more than us, 16 to our 15.
Yeah, our record at their place hasn't been great down the years. Really, since they came back into the Premier League after their sort of little exodus for a few seasons, they've kind of had our number.
Yeah, and you can say that about a lot of teams. So I wonder how the neutral views Villa nowadays, like the younger fan. Are we just another Southampton or Brighton?
A bit nothingy.
Yeah, this is something we need to start putting right as a matter of urgency.
Yeah, I don't think too many of your sort of younger fans see Villa as a threat.
Well, as a Southampton fan, you would be looking at Villa as a game you can get points from, mm-hmm. a point or three. And this is, I think, where we are now in the grand scheme of things. So,
yeah. Whereas, I mean, last year, we did slap them about a bit at Villa Park. So,
yeah. I mean, you know, what we saw against Manchester City was the perfect template of where we should be. Like any team, I don't care who you are, if you come to Villa Park, you're going to have to play somewhere near your best to walk away with a point or three.
Yeah. And you want it to be Fortress Villa Park. Like the West Ham game just wasn't. But then if you're playing badly, which Villa did on the day, you think, well, you should be getting out of that with the very worst, a 0-0. Just shut up shop, take the point, move on to the next game, which we didn't.
Yeah, so hopefully we can back up the Manchester City results. And the only way to do that, really, in terms of Southampton, is to win. But winning is a bit of a problem, isn't it?
It has been for far too long, David, yeah.
I mean, we all know that we're two games away from only winning three games in half a season's worth of games. But, you know, Villa have just won one of the last 10 Premier League games. So Manchester City result, all well and good. But, you know, we have to remind ourselves, as we did in the last show, that we managed to even draw against Manchester City at home when we got relegated in absolutely diabolical and embarrassing fashion.
I mean, when we were a dumpster fire that year. And unless we forget, you know, even in our declining years under sort of McLeish, Lambert, etc., we were still taking points off the big boys. We beat Man City a couple of times, we beat Liverpool. Chelsea a few times, Liverpool regularly. So,
it's games like this.
That will define. And I think this period, our next sort of four or five games, will define our season.
Yeah, and I think a 1-0 would be a great result because, you know, we've gone 11 league games now. I think this is the longest run without a clean sheet.
Yeah, since the sort of 2012, 13-ish. So it's almost 10 years since we've had such a bad run, yeah. Which is not too clever.
Is that was that 26 games?
Yeah.
Interesting. Southampton concede the first goal. They've conceded the first goal in their past five Premier League games, which is good news. But they have shown bounce back ability and they do come back. So we might need a couple, I think, to get rid of them.
Yeah, we're going to have to take the game to them. And, you know, it's just a very different type of game to City. Maybe City maybe kind of suited the kind of performance we needed to put in then, but this is going to need to be a very different performance, a bit more like the one we put in against them last year. You know, are you going to need a Coutinho or a Buendia or, you know, you're going to need a match winner on the ball as opposed to guys being very organised as a unit.
So with that said, would you tweak that lineup against Manchester City? You know, especially when you look at, you know, individually, for example, Philippe Coutinho, he scored 5 goals, 2 assists against Southampton, which is more than his best haul against any Premier League team.
Mm-hmm.
So would you be tempted to slot him in terms of one of the, you know, instead of one of those more, let's say, defensive, more pragmatic midfielders?
Possibly,
I mean, I suppose
yeah.
It depends on Watkins if he's available.
Yeah, it depends on Watkins and the sort of shape. If we're going to go with if the Man City shape was a one-off or if it's a regular thing, I don't know. I think he'll probably lean towards playing one of Buendia or Coutinho, and then you could probably play the... You're either going to have McGinn or Dendoncker in the middle, and I think someone like Ramsey might end up having to drop down to the bench, which is a shame because actually I thought he did reasonably well against City, but needs must. And I don't think he's going to drop Bailey.
I think there might be like a double switch. I'm thinking Dendoncker might come in and then maybe Coutinho will come in as well.
Coutinho or Buendia, yeah. I think he'll try and play Dendoncker. Now he's had a couple of weeks in the door and settled, etc.
So, and I think it'll be Coutinho over Buendia. for this particular game because, mm-hmm. you know, he had a decent game against Southampton last season.
He was brilliant, wasn't he, to be fair?
Dendonker, you would imagine, obviously, net alongside Kamara. And mm-hmm. then I think, you know, if Watkins doesn't play, then that maybe gives you a bit more, what gives Gerrard more emphasis to make sure there's somebody alongside, like, because he'll play Ings more than likely, but to, you know, have somebody like Coutinho to have a bit more of a threat.
Yeah, you'd probably, I don't think you wouldn't necessarily play 4-3-3. You might play 4-2-3-1 and have sort of three forward players off the striker and have two more holding midfielders behind.
Yeah.
And be a little bit more expansive, but ultimately, you know, we'll see come 7 o'clock before kickoff.
How's your confidence levels? Mom's pulls panel result.
I'm going home win.
Hell, let's do it. Home win from me too. Do we always do the same results?
Not always.
This is an obvious though. This is what, if you had money on this, you would have to go for the home win, because if you weren't, then you literally have no faith in this team.
And we're as cynical as they come, but I'd be confident actually after 2 weeks on the training ground, they'd get the job done.
Right. Before we go, just a big shout out to the My Old Man Said members. Thank you very much for supporting the show and being a great part of the inner circle that is Match Club. We will do any new shout outs on the main show, but if you want to get ad-free versions of this podcast and also extra shows, plus join Match Club, our 24/7 inner circle community, please do go to myomansaid.com and click on the members link for more details and to sign up. Also, make sure you follow the show on social media at myomansaid across pretty much everything from Twitter to TikTok to Instagram, and follow and subscribe to the show so you get notifications for when it pops. Have you picked out your black outfit for the Saints game?
Well, I've actually got a gig straight afterwards, so I'll probably be in black anyway.
So do you perform in black?
Not always, mate, but sometimes it'll be monochrome. But I may stretch to wearing black this week as it's getting into the winter months.
Right, so we better get packed. Villa Park first and then the coach down to London to join the queue.
Yeah, come and join me in the queue. What is it, 4.5 miles long, I think it is at the moment. So we'll see how long it gets to by, 6:30 on Monday morning it stops. And don't forget to bring your marmalade sandwiches for Paddington.
Indeed.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.